Diocesan Seminarian Ordained a Deacon in St. Peter's Basilica by Cindy Wooden, Catholic News Service, and Catholic Herald Staff Report, Vatican City. Elder A. Maldonado Zavala of the Arlington Diocese was among 23 men ordained to the Transitional Diaconate September 29th in St. Peter's Basilica. Deacon Maldonado is expected to be ordained to the priesthood in the Arlington Diocese next year. Ordaining the deacons on the feast of the Archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, Bishop Austin A. Vetter of Helena, Montana, told the men to be like them. Not angels, but true messengers of God, proclaiming with your whole selves the gospel of Jesus Christ. Their men are preparing for the priesthood at the Pontifical North American College. They come from 17 dioceses in the United States and from the Archdiocese of Sydney. The new deacons included Stephen J. Vetter of the Diocese of Bismarck, North Dakota, and Bishop Vetter's nephew. At the ordination mass at the altar of the chair in St. Peter's Basilica, Bishop Vetter thanked the 23 men for saying yes to God and to the church. And he encouraged them to imitate the archangels, with the help of St. Michael, fighting against the evil one, with the help of St. Gabriel, being a herald of the incarnation, and with the help of St. Raphael, bringing healing to the people of God. Bishop Vetter also told them to bump into Jesus. Do not look past anyone, no matter how insignificant they appear to the world, he said. Serve them and you will find that you are bumping into Jesus all over the place. Bump into Jesus and his people. The bishop, who was director of spiritual formation at the North American College from 2012 to 2018, told the students he knows they have been waiting for years for this day, so get to work. Being ordained deacons before being ordained priests clearly underlines how the foundation of holy orders is service, Bishop Vetter told them. Meet the deacon. Elder A. Maldonado Zavala, a seminarian at the Pontifical North American College in Rome, was ordained to the Transitional Diaconate September 29th. Summer assignments include St. Francis of Assisi Church in Comayagua, Honduras, and the Diocesan Mission in Banaca, Dominican Republic. What brought you to seminary? Mainly, the desire to fulfill God's will in my life. God's will manifests itself in me as an ardent desire to help people to come to know Christ, who is our salvation. What are you looking forward to about being a deacon? I look forward to serving at the altar, proclaiming the gospel, and preaching. Also, I seek to exercise my diaconal ministry by becoming more and more configured to Christ as a servant. The sacrament of holy orders, at the time of the imposition of hands by the bishop, will bring with it the grace that will enable me to be configured to Christ. Favorite family or cultural tradition? It is a family tradition that everyone must have a nickname. The actual name is only used when quarrels occur. When I was a little kid, I had enormous eyes, so my dad would call me Teco, short for Tecalote, which translates as owl. What's been your favorite part of seminary so far? Being able to meet hundreds of people, because it has helped me get to know different personalities, as well as allowing me to get to know myself better.